Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$101. We're starting all over. We gave away the 1717 yesterday, and we have a brand new question. Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got Amber and Noah on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you guys going Hi, Noah. Are you going to school today?
No, it's summer for me.
Oh, all right.
I'm heading to one of my
grandparents. Oh, all right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's why I was wondering why you guys were in the car so early. I was like, wait, is he not done school yet?
And Noah, the best thing about going to the grandparents, they pay for everything, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
I'm going out for a gelato with them.
Well, maybe you
They're going out for Rita's later.
Oh, well, maybe you can buy Rita's if you get this correct. So what do you think it is that under 20% of people actually do?
Listen to the radio.
Oh.
Under 20% of people actually listen to the radio.
That would make us the losers.
Yeah, we're in big trouble if that's the case. Recent research shows that 92% of all Americans listen to the radio at least each week. So, oh boy. Thankfully, we still have a job.
Yeah, thankfully. Yeah. We wouldn't have a job if only 20% of people.
We'd be joining you at Grandma's and having some Ritas with you today, though. I know that. And we wouldn't be paying.
I'd be crying at Grandma's. Yeah. Yeah. Amber and Noah, sorry, not the correct answer, but you guys have a great day at your grandparents' house. Noah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You got
tomorrow. Maybe not.
Aww. Yeah, no, we said we think you're losers, not we're the losers.
Right. Because in that case, we're the
losers. We would be the losers. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is? 888-333-B101.
I want some Rita's now. Just hearing that from Noah. I want Rita's water ice.
Laura was in the other room. Did you hear what the first guess was, Laura?
No, I missed it.
She said that only 20% of people actually listen to the radio. And I was like, that would make us losers.
Yeah.
Not you.
Big time. Big time.
Jeez, that one hurt a little bit.
Yep.
But Bobby, so was that really a study?
It's like 92% each week. Hit the radio. It listened to the radio at least for like 5 minutes a day.
I was going to say,
at least
she needs to do her research. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we said fortunately she's wrong.
I was like, gosh.
We wouldn't be working here.
Yeah.
$101. We're starting with a new question. Under 20% of people actually do this. I was joking and said we think that you're losers.
But
that was kind of your first clue. Yeah. But we're not the losers. No. Let's go to Carolyn. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think it is? Under 20% of people actually do this.
They, like, ask their friends and family for help, like, you know, like a hard trivia question or something.
Oh, like the impossible question. Like, Mom, what do you think the answer is?
Like a lifeline.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Sorry.
But good guess.
We'll keep it quick for you there, Carolyn. No. But no. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought she was going to say, like, to like help you move from an apartment or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like,
oh, it's the kiss of death.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, don't do it.
I you know what? Yeah. If you ask me for help to move you, I'm going to give you the phone number. I'm going to look up a phone number for a moving company for you. That's how I'm going to help you.
People say it all the time. Can I ask you a question? And I say no. And they say, why? I said, well, you gave me the option. Because I know what you're going to ask me. Don't just say, can I ask you a question? I will say no, because I don't want to be put in a situation that I don't want to do things.
Don't you think it was an age? Like there was an age where, yes, like I helped friends move, and they helped me, and now we're
no.
beyond that.
It's, no.
Call someone
no.
who does this for a living. Let's go to Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Clean their toilet regularly, like on a daily basis.
Ew, Nicole, only 20% of people clean their toilet?
Oh, Nicole, come on.
Not, Bobby, not are you me. In that? I do it every day.
Of course.
Bobby, are you in that 20%?
Oh, yeah, right. That toilet is spotless in the Bobby Smith household.
My goal in life.
But you would be a loser, by the way, if you didn't.
Yeah, you
do
would
that.
Be. Yeah. My goal in life is to not get that water mark on the toilet.
Oh, absolutely.
So I am constantly scrubbing.
If I see one bit of that water line, that's it. That whole thing is getting bleach bombed.
I'll rip the whole bathroom out if I get that line.
Nicole, we love your guess, but no.
Sorry.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Me too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Tina. She's the last guest for this round. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Under 20%.
Well, you know, generally, I try not to say good morning because I don't know how anybody else is. So I generally try to say morning.
Oh, okay. Morning.
Interesting.
Right.
Morning.
But maybe if you say good morning, it'll help somebody who's not having such a great day.
Hmm. That's a good point.
All right, Tina, what's your guess? Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it?
Actually park in a handicapped spot when they don't need to be parking in a handicapped spot.
Like Bill Tafro.
They do that to me all the time.
We talked about that earlier this week.
I know. Tina, we like that you're listening. We know that you're listening by that guest. So thank you for listening.
Yes. Bill Tafro, we found out, did it to get a video game that had just come out because he was so excited to get it.
That's all right. They made him pay for it by selling it.
Sell
the video
which
game.
Which is awesome.
Tina, did I hear you say, do you have to park in a handicapped spot?
Yes, I have lower back issues and now legs and knees issues.
Aww. And so, like
once you guys hit 60, it's almost the end.
Almost the end.
Well, start saying good morning then, Tina.
Well, so Tina, you agree with me then? If you pull up and you need that spot and somebody without a tag is in there, you want to slash their tires, right?
I love snapping pictures and calling 911. The only thing that upsets me is because I think calling 911 is not an emergency per se.
Yeah.
They should have a separate number for that.
Yep. I'm with you,
and
Tina.
And I'm always apologizing. I'm so sorry for calling 911 for this, but they're like, oh, it's fine. This is what it's for.
Good.
Not really.
Well,
but
good for you. Yeah.
Well, Tina, thank you for listening to us. Unfortunately, not the correct guess.
Well, here's a little something. I am stoked because next week my husband and I will be in Washington, D.C.
Oh, little vacation.
We got invited to a Medal of Honor ceremony. That's because I work with the Veterans Medals. I'm actually the only contact worldwide for the medals for the Army.
Well, you get the B101 applause machine here on a Friday.
Tina,
nice
that's
job,
great.
Tina.
Enjoy your trip down to D.C.
Yep, have fun.
I'll tell you, I love my job.
There
41
you go.
Years.
Aww. Tina, thank you so much. You have a great weekend and enjoy your trip.
You too, guys. And stay cool.
Oh, yeah. We'll try. We will try. So we'll do it again.
We'll do it again at 9:10. This new question, under 20% of people actually do this for $101. We'll do it at 9:10.
You want to add any other part? Actually do this? And
we kind of think you're losers.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The brand new impossible question is, under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? $101. Good morning, Santiago.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good.
All right, what's your guess? What do you think it is?
Failing a driving test?
Under 20% of people fail a driving test. Ooh, that's...
You should have failed, Kathy, we've learned.
No, I should not have.
You had a cat in the car the day before. The guy was allergic to cats. He just really wrote on there, okay, she passes. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Laura should have failed because after Laura passed her driver's test, she then drove over the curb right away when she pulled out of the car. So there we go.
Santiago, good guess, but not what we're looking for.
Not it.
Dang, okay. Have a good day.
Have a great weekend. Keep those guesses coming, 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is? Under 20% of people actually do this. That's the new impossible question. What do you think it is? We like to end Friday like just on a high note, like a lot of energy. We're going into the weekend.
Super happy and upbeat.
We're going to go to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Yay! There you go, Tom.
Tom with the energy. We love it.
There you go. Bring it, Tom.
All right, Tom, what's your guess?
I think some people go into the express line with their carts filled up.
Under 10 items or less, and they got like 27 items in there.
Or more, yes.
Yes.
Here's why I do this.
Oh, no.
Because at Target, they changed everything. They took away the cashiers and they gave us self-checkout. It was solely self-checkout. Like, there was rarely a cashier there. And then, I don't know why, Target changed their policy and they went back to 10 items or less.
Because people were just stealing things.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Was that the reason?
Yeah, that's what it was. Because more people were just walking out the things. And
I think it may have taken longer because you don't have, you know, you had a cart full of stuff.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to go with, like, 100 things, but if I'm like over 10, if I'm 15, I might even get in there with 20 because I need it packed in the bags in a certain way. So if things go upstairs in my house, they go in one bag. If they stay in the kitchen, they go in another bag. If they go into a bedroom, they go in this bag. The cashier doesn't know how to do that.
Well, invite them over your house.
Also, as a kid, I always wanted to work the cashier, and I never had a job where I worked a cash register.
You do the scanning.
That'd be fun.
Beep.
I still find it fun. That's why I want to do it.
So, well, Tom, all that for this. Have a good weekend, Tom.
Thanks anyway.
All that for
all
this.
That for
I kind of forgot Tom was there.
Totally. Are we doing the impossible question?
I think we are. Yeah.
I was like, call us with your cashier stories. Yep. Oh no, we're doing impossible question. All right, let's go to Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Let's see if this Kathy is as long-winded as I am. Kathy, under 20% of people actually do this. What is it?
I'm going to say return their shopping carts.
Oh, they don't return their shopping carts after leaving like Target. Hmm.
Right.
He's not as long-winded as
me. Good. Good job, Kathy. Thank you very much.
I do return my cart. You guys do too, right?
Always do. Yeah. But yeah, I think that you're right. People would be losers if they don't do that.
Yeah. Sorry, Kathy. Not the correct answer.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You got it.
All right. Last guest for this Friday morning, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think 20% of people actually do that we don't really agree with here?
I don't know. I was going to say speak more than two languages.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't think you were a loser
if you spoke two languages. Yeah, I would like that one. But
I'm envious of people that can speak more than one language.
Yes. We met somebody the other day. You're from Fox 29. Can speak five languages, right, Jen?
Jen Fred from Fox 29 can speak five languages, and Mandarin is one of them.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Randy, sorry. That's incorrect.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You got it. Have a great weekend, Randy. Thanks for listening.
But Randy now made it $202 on Monday morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. You just need to figure out what it is. So think about it over the weekend. Get your guesses ready and call us Monday.
And you gave a little hint that we kind of think you're a loser if you are one of these people.
Really? Who are you? And that's why it's only under 20%.
So our clip of the day is from earlier today. We were having an interesting conversation about all the wonderful comments online with me dancing during our lovely TikTok dance we did the other day.
Yeah, we did with Tim and Tali Sherry. They went viral, and so they stopped in. We had them in, and we made a video with them.
I did not know that Kathy's the one who edited the video to zoom in on me with my horrible dance.
I did.
So it led to this perfect clip of the day. Hey, have a great weekend, you guys.
Have fun. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. The humidity is dropping tomorrow. So if you have not yet seen the video, please go check it out. It's on our Instagram page at The Kathy Romano Show.
And now that I know you edited it, guess what? Paybacks are a
B101.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.